This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Gil Frady.
All right, back, second time around, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Whenever you see me shooting in a video, and it has been this way for the longest time, I got the ammo from Ammunition Depot. 2 months ago, Attorney General Loretta Lynch admitted during congressional testimony that the Justice Department attorneys were looking into punishment for the fossil fuel industry and certain individuals, including academics and researchers. Their crime? They didn't believe in climate change. And they were therefore opposed to President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama's agenda on the issue. Today, five Republican senators have sent a letter to Lynch reminding her that in America, we don't have thought police and the Justice Department doesn't have the power or authority to punish an entire industry because the people in it think they think differently than the progressives in charge of the government. It says, we write today to demand that the Department of Justice immediately cease its ongoing use of law enforcement resources to stifle private debate on one of the most controversial public issues of our time, climate change. As you well know, initiating criminal prosecution for a private entity's opinions on climate change is a blatant violation of the First Amendment and an abuse of power that rises to the level of prosecutorial misconduct. They also note that the Democrat attorney generals around the country have been issuing subpoenas to private companies, scientists, and academic researchers demanding any and all documents referring to climate change, greenhouse gas, carbon tax, or climate science. These actions provide disturbing confirmation that government officials at all levels are threatening to wield the sword of law enforcement to silence debate on climate change. Senators have asked the department to end all investigations and inquiries into climate change deniers within 14 days. Let me take that a little bit further. Now, climate change. Who's heard of the Chicago Climate Exchange? Who's heard of that? The Chicago Climate Exchange was something that was really fronted heavily by a company, by an organization called the Joyce Foundation. Back then, they had two people that were sitting on it. This was this was early. Barack Hussein Obama and Valerie Jarrett, the unofficial first woman president in the United States today. The whole goal of the Chicago Climate Exchange was they had plans. They had enlisted a few banks to help out with this. They figured that by issuing climate credit, they could take in more money per year than our debt. than the debt we have right now. And they were going to create basically a new currency, and it was going to be climate credit. So the Congo, or, you know, let's pick a country that doesn't have industry, and they don't pollute air. The Congo, or whoever that might be, whichever undeveloped nation that might be, let's say some paper mill here in the United States, they are going to be allowed to pollute to a certain degree, and then they have to buy climate credit. They have to buy clean air credit in order to keep polluting. So they would buy some from the Congo. So if suddenly in the Congo, there's high rises that all the base jumpers are trying to jump off of because they're making money there for nothing. Nobody takes that clean air from the Congo and shifts it to wherever that paper mill may be. And the whole problem with that is that a lot of people were not going to sign on to that. India and China are not going to sign on to that because they're in the middle of their industrial buildup. And even, let's say, everybody but India and China signs on to that. Well, the problem with this pesky air is that it moves. So while we may be polluting around here, which if you want to go see some pollution, go to China. Go to China. Go to Beijing. I don't even know how planes land near Beijing, anywhere near Beijing. Beijing looks like, what's the name of that movie? What was the name of that movie? There was a movie about vampires, and it had Paul Bettany in it. Priest. They all lived in these cities that just, the pollution just made the cities dark all the time, and you had to ride at 200 miles an hour to get out from under the pollution. That's the way Beijing looks like. They look like that movie. So, they wouldn't sign on to it. And guess what? Pollution continues to run unabated. But it would cost more to pollute. Now, what would that mean? Well, you know how you go to IKEA to buy a couch because it's cheaper? Well, that couch is no longer cheaper. As a matter of fact, no couches are any longer cheaper because making a couch, it pollutes. And, of course, Gaia cannot filter that pollution. Gaia cannot deal with that pollution. It just sits there, just hangs. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't dissipate. It just stays there forever. It's forever and ever and ever. Pollution that we started back in our early industrial revolution back in the 1900s, probably still here. Probably still hanging around wherever it was. Actually, that's not true. None of that is true. The thing about air and water is that it's constantly moving, and it is all over the place, and no matter how concentrated that pollution may be, it will dissipate in time. Now, when you continue to add to it, that can get somewhat problematic, and it can have impact, but the impact is always going to be short term. If it kills a certain, you know, if it kills the one-eyed smelt somewhere and we don't have any more one-eyed smelt, oh gosh, but that's all beside the point. In order for them to really take control of a lot of things, climate change is one of those things where they could do that and still leave guns in place. They could still leave guns in place with climate change if they got out there and they could start having climate credit and effort, you know. We would have to devolve. We would have to regress in order to meet these protocols. And I hate to tell you this, but, I mean, solar power is not mature. Wind power is not mature. As a matter of fact, all these animals that we claim to want to save, we're either, flash frying them when they fly too close to the shiny mirrors of the solar farm, or they, for some reason, fly right into the blades and right into the props of those wind turbines. Eagles all the time, eagles. Are they still endangered? I don't know. So, Loretta Lynch and all, if you want to know a sign of when we should start a revolutionary war, that sign would be if they bring action against people based upon their opinion of climate change. It'll probably be so subtle that we wouldn't notice it, but we need to watch this because that's a big move if they do that. And if they take it that way, then we need to take it another way because we do not need to stand for that. Our opinions are valid and they're welcome, and this is America. And Loretta Lynch, I can't wait to see you go home. We'll be right back.
May. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. At a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality. A new standard emerges in America today. Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Hillary has been groping around for a new campaign slogan. She's never really had one. She just unveiled her seventh meaningless catchphrase. It's something like, still lying and breaking all the rules. That probably won't help her campaign very much, even though with leftist voters these days, you sort of have to wonder about that. But it has the virtue of being more accurate than her latest mealy-mouth rallying cry, stronger together. Because she is, you know, so unifying. It seems the more this campaign moves forward, the less popular Clinton is. Even to Democratic voters, as polls show, Bernie Sanders now in a statistical tie with her in California. And that's bad. That's bad. That's so bad. Listen, California is it's like the brass ring for the Democrats. Huge electoral vote repository there. And probably going to be difficult for any Republican to win it. But if Hillary doesn't win it, that's a big problem for her. That does not. And, you know, it doesn't make me sad that Sanders is giving her a hard time, but it should scare the pantsuits off of the Democrats. There's a lot of reasons for her unpopularity. She's dishonest. She's unlikable. She's corrupt, arrogant, and so much more. Can you imagine being so smug after a perceived lifetime of doing nothing except existing, and at the same time you were doing all kinds of misconduct that went unpunished, that you feel legally immune and politically invincible? With everything looming on her horizon, however, her fate could finally change. At issue is her use of personal email account her personal email account to conduct official business while Secretary of State. Practice she has casually passed off as routine, although not exactly routine. The State Department Inspector General issued an audit report blistering Clinton for flouting federal records rules and cybersecurity guidelines and for refusing to cooperate with the IG's investigation. Though the report acknowledges long-standing systemic weaknesses in the State Department, it singles Clinton out for far more serious violations. The report says that Clinton's server was attacked and that she refused to be interviewed for the audit. It says she never even bothered to seek approval to use her personal account for government work, despite signing and sending a cable June 28, 2011, to all diplomatic and consular posts warning against the security risks involved and ordering them to avoid conducting official department business from your personal email accounts. Fox News reports that at one point, March 2009, after Clinton's refusal to use the secure government smartphone supplied to her, a top official sent her a classified memo about her use of the BlackBerry. Damningly, she responded to the officer the official that she understood, yet continued to use the device. The report said there were two other examples of staff members using personal accounts for official state business. One was former Secretary of State Colin Powell, and the other was then Ambassador of Kenya Scott Gratian. As for the extremely limited personal email activities of Powell, who, unlike Clinton, didn't have a private server for his State Department emails, even NBC's Andrea Mitchell said his actions were above board and not, in fact, violating a rule that was put in place under Clinton. To get Andrea Mitchell to get out there and make this admission means it is so glaring that they dare not look bad on this one. They dare not come out looking as if they're sheltering Clinton on this one, because she has committed a crime. Concerning Gratian, the department initiated disciplinary action against him before he resigned, which, according to the IG report, was how such misconduct was normally handled. By the time Clinton took her position, internal guidance was considerably more detailed and more sophisticated. Team Clinton, scrambling to defend Her Highness, is employing the same old tactics used by Team Bill Clinton for many years. Counsel disbelief of your lying eyes, downplay, deny, and then viciously attack your opponents. Clinton campaign spokeshole Brian Fallon issued a statement claiming that her practices were not unique and lambasting her political opponents who are sure to misrepresent this report for their own partisan purposes. Now, though some of the usual partisan Democratic suspects are attempting to dismiss Clinton's practices as nothing to see here, many of her reliable media allies are not jumping to her defense. Mitchell said Clinton's story doesn't hold up, and there are so many inconsistencies. Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC's Morning Joe said, "I really don't want to be the one delivering this, but I got to tell you, this is really hard to believe. It feels like Clinton's lying straight out in saying all along that use of her server was allowed by the State Department." NBC's Chuck Todd opined that the only reason there isn't more hand-wringing and panic among Democrats over this scandal is Donald Trump's candidacy. He expressed doubt that Clinton could be confirmed if appointed to attorney general. I don't know where that came from. Was that ever up for consideration? Anyway, the Washington Post editorial board, under the headline "Clinton's inexcusable willful disregard for the rules," wrote that the IG justifiably criticized her conduct as an error of judgment. And the board agreed that it was not a casual oversight, as Clinton had plenty of warnings to use official government communications methods, so as to make sure that her records were properly preserved and to minimize cybersecurity risks. And she ignored all of this. Because I'm Hillary! They went on to urge the FBI to expeditiously conclude its investigation, so all information about this troubling episode will be before the voters. At this point, the Democrats had better hope that the FBI does its job, because the only hope they have is for the FBI to purge Hillary Clinton before it's too late, before the party, because the party bosses haven't done their job. The party bosses of the Democrats should be getting rid of her. She is the Typhoid Mary of politics now, and they don't have the courage to do this. She should never be allowed to come anywhere near the Oval Office ever again. Ever again. She doesn't know how to handle it. She can't control herself. She thinks she is above board. She thinks she's above the law. And the short answer to all of that is that none of us are. None of them are. And, she makes Barack Obama look like an amateur when it comes to flouting the rule of law. And that's saying a lot. Makes me wonder. Anyway, shouldn't we be in a break here? There we go. All right. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Right now, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama is headed to Japan, if he's not already there. He's there. And he visited Hiroshima today. Now, there's soaring rhetoric, and then there's the messy reality. This is the first time a sitting U.S. president has visited the site of the first atomic bomb attack. And their words advocating nuclear disarmament will clash with real world security necessities today. Far from backing up the vision of a world without nuclear bombs that Obama laid out in 2009 speech that helped secure a Nobel Peace Prize, his near finished presidency has seen a multi-billion dollar modernization of the U.S. nuclear force. Japan's long post-war commitment to disarmament, meanwhile, is only possible because of its reliance on the so-called American nuclear umbrella that protects it from the antagonistic North Korea and China. Tokyo, should it choose, could probably easily convert its advanced nuclear program into a weapons program, and some conservatives in Shinzo Abe's ruling party have argued that the country's pacifist constitution technically allows nuclear weapons. Now, in advance of flying to Hiroshima, Obama said Thursday that the dropping of the atomic bomb was an inflection point in modern history and something everybody must deal with. I do think that part of the reason I'm going is because I want to once again underscore the very real risks that are out there and the sense of urgency that we should all have. This is what he said in Shima, Japan, after meeting with leaders of major advanced economies. It's not only a reminder of the terrible toll of World War II and the death of innocents across continents, but it's also to remind ourselves that the job's not done. Now, despite his own mixed record on nukes, Obama likely sees his Hiroshima visit as a worthwhile expenditure of political capital in order to shore up a global non-proliferation effort that seems at times to be crumbling. He just decided it was okay to rearm Vietnam, for example, which I didn't know they didn't get. I thought the communists took good care of them, but, for some reason, I thought he signed the arms trade treaty. I mean, anyway, before the most recent of a series of nuclear security summits meant to reduce and protect nuclear material, he wrote in March that eliminating all nuclear weapons may not happen in his lifetime, but we have begun. As the only nation ever to use nuclear weapons, the United States has a moral obligation to continue to lead the way in eliminating them. Still, no one nation can realize this vision alone. It must be the work of the world. Well, it's not going to be, sir. It's not going to be. You are just talking. You're living in an echo chamber, and it's one full of deceit. You're trying to lie to yourself. His vision of a world without nuclear weapons was challenged almost immediately. His April 2009 speech in Prague happened within hours of North Korea's launch of a long-range rocket that outsiders, including the UN, called a cover for a test of banned missile technology. Pyongyang is still barreling ahead in its push for nuclear-armed missiles that could reach the U.S. mainland. Obama secured a deal meant to limit Iran's nuclear program, and it also paid him $150 billion, so they're full of cash right now. And they're still developing nukes. But, it's not going to be implemented. There's too much mistrust on both sides. Iran wants it. They want to eradicate Israel. So that's why they want it. Pakistan and India are still locked in a nuclear standoff. The United States and Russia, which have most of the world's nuclear weapons, often see their geopolitical jockeying for position interfere with disarmament efforts. And there are growing worries about the security of nuclear fuel sites around the world. His trip to Hiroshima also comes amid anxiety that North Korea's growing nuclear and missile capabilities could lead to the top U.S. allies in Asia, Japan, and South Korea starting their own nuclear weapons programs. It is highly unlikely either country will go nuclear. It could cause huge political and economic damage, crippling sanctions, global condemnation, and jeopardize their alliances with the United States. But a small group in South Korea, including some conservative members of the ruling party, and some in Japan, see the North Korean danger as too grave to rely on the protection of another country. They also question whether, despite rhetoric from U.S. officials about an ironclad alliance, they wonder whether Washington would really use nuclear weapons and risk the lives of thousands of American troops should a belligerent North Korea attack. The Chosun Ilbo, South Korea's top newspaper by circulation, said in an editorial weeks after North Korea's nuclear test in January that discussions in Seoul on acquiring nuclear weapons were inevitable. Now, judging by our level of involvement in crises in Ukraine and Syria, for example, the newspaper said any U.S. help would come only after Seoul is turned into a pile of ashes by a North Korean nuclear attack, which I'm afraid they nailed it. This fear has been highlighted by Donald Trump, the presumptive presidential nominee for the Republican Party in the United States. He has questioned the amount of money the U.S. military is forced to spend to protect its allies and has suggested that Japan and South Korea should be allowed to develop their own nuclear weapons. Japan prides itself on its pacifism and disarmament, but it is only through U.S. nuclear deterrence that the country can live alongside nuclear-armed North Korea, China, and Russia without going nuclear themselves. Ralph Kalsa, the president of the Pacific Forum CSIS think tank, said some say this is hypocritical, but I think it's just common sense and good national security policy. The Japanese would certainly be happier if no one had nuclear weapons. But as long as several of its neighbors have them, then they welcome being under America's nuclear umbrella. Yukio Okamoto, a former Japanese diplomat, said Tokyo is in its most difficult position because it is a nuclear bomb victim. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. Surrounded by a potentially hostile nuclear, armed states and dependent on its survival on U.S. nuclear deterrence, we have to walk through a very narrow passage of trying our sincere efforts toward total elimination in the long term, but at the same time trying to preserve the alliance with the United States and not tarnish the security relationship, especially the nuclear deterrence. So worries about Japan, South Korea producing nuclear weapons mean the United States must offer them nuclear protection, thereby going against Obama's own call for global non-proliferation. At the same time, the U.S. is modernizing its own nuclear arsenal, so our actions and goals are not entirely consistent. So his trip to Hiroshima will be all about imagery and lofty statements about the need to eliminate those weapons, but some argue that for the visit to be successful, it must highlight Asia's real nuclear dangers. Many conservatives in the United States feel this will be a failure because it will be seen as an apology. Non-proliferation activists believe he has not gone far enough in efforts to earn his Nobel Prize. Well, you guys gave it to him before he did anything to earn it. Now, all that notwithstanding, there's a few things I want to say when we get back. We're coming up on the last break of the hour. A few things I'm going to say when we get back about us dropping the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And it's not going to be particularly popular, but it is going to be completely 100% honest. And maybe if we were to deal with a little honesty, we could actually find a solution from time to time. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Those cities in Japan that we bombed. You know, back in the days prior to Pearl Harbor, it had been decided that we were going to sit this out. They were nervous about what Japan might do, but we weren't going to do anything in Europe. That was a prevailing thought pattern at the time. And unprovoked, Japan, realizing that they had to cripple us, they attempted to cripple us with Pearl Harbor. They killed a bunch of guys on a Sunday, not expecting to be in combat that morning when they got up, which is, you know, that's the hallmark of a good surprise attack. It was actually a very good textbook. It wouldn't happen today. Radar was a new thing back then. They saw them coming, everybody's like, oh, yeah, okay. By the time anybody could do anything about it, it was, you know, they were shooting planes. Most planes didn't even get off the ground. So they attacked us without provocation. Then we started fighting them. And it took a while to turn the war. It took years to turn the war. And there was a point where we realized they were, the Japanese were telling their civilians that we would kill them and eat them or something. They were so indoctrinated to believing how bad it was going to be that they would throw themselves off of cliffs to avoid being captured. One of the tenets that I practice in self-defense is this. I walk around daily completely in a peace mode, peaceful all the way. The most aggressive thing I'm thinking about is I might put two stevia in my latte. And I'm good to go. I'm good to go. But everything that I do, everywhere that I go, I mean, even with the new bike riding thing, I have devised a way to carry a gun when I'm doing that. And I am carrying a gun. And if I should be but in a position where I have to go defensive. I'm going to be defensive for the shortest amount of time I possibly can be, because then I'm going to go blisteringly offensive. My response is going to be so over the top and so fast and so vicious that if I don't kill them, they're running, because I don't want to be in the fight in the first place. But if you bring me the fight, well, then I'm going to make you pay for that fight. That simple philosophy used to be the way we waged war. During World War II, there was never going to be any brokered peace or anything. We had to beat them. We had to defeat them. All of them. Japan was fighting to the last man. And Wake Island, Iwo Jima, all of these places where we were taking individual islands, they fought viciously till the last man was dead, and it cost us a lot of people. And some commanders, and our president at the time, made a decision to save American lives. And in doing so, they also saved Japanese lives by deciding to drop the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Those two bombs, by themselves, yes, they killed a lot of people. But we developed napalm during this time, and we were dropping napalm all over Japan. They still had those very nice picturesque wood and paper houses in a lot of places, and we were just burning them like crispy critters. And we saved a lot of lives when we broke their will to fight. And that's what you have to do to an enemy. You don't broker peace with them. When you broker peace with them, that's because they have no alternative. You say, all right, we'll stop now. But we're going to take everything you got, which is what we did with Germany. It's what we did with Japan. Now, in Europe, we let the Soviets get a little too tight on things. We let them get a little. They decided they were going to divvy this up and divvy that up and everything else. And that started, from that moment on, the Cold War was on. For years, for decades, the Cold War was on. Turned out they were near. That machine that fought in World War II, that was never there during the 70s and the 80s. Far from it. But it, all things notwithstanding, instead of apologizing for Hiroshima, Abe and Obama should be doing the very most they can to make sure that that never occurs again. But it's going to. We're not paying attention to North Korea. We wrote a check basically to Iran and said, here's $150 billion we're going to unfreeze of yours. You think they're not buying a few things here and there, a few computers, a few subterfuges, a few centrifuges, a few everythings? Do you think they're not doing it? Do you think they're not pursuing their goal of eradicating Israel? That's their goal. And Obama, by doing that, by brokering this deal, that we're not holding their feet to the fire. We should be carpet bombing Iran right now for violating that agreement. But we don't do that now. We do sanctions. We do sanctions, global condemnation. The UN gets out there and they condemn them. We condemn them. It makes the rounds. Everybody talks about it. Nobody does anything. Japan should be thanking us, because we saved more lives with those two bombs than we killed. Because the way they had this set up, everybody in Japan would have died in order for us to conquer them. Instead, we bombed two cities. We spared the rest of the population. And, that part of it goes largely unsaid. Those bombs would not have dropped on Japan had they not fought the way they fought, had they not attacked us. I don't know what would have happened if they had not attacked Pearl Harbor. There's no way of us knowing that. But they're the ones that drew us into the war. And, sitting back and saying they've been a victim of nuclear weapons, No, they're not. They were never a victim of anything during World War II. Everything they did was an equal and opposite. It garnered an equal but opposite reaction to everything they did. And in the end, they lost. And that is the way it goes. That is why war is hell. You cannot sanitize it. You can't scrub it. You can't make it good. War is hell, and because it is hell, it is something that should be avoided at all costs. But if you do go into it and you do wage it, you better be prepared to lose everything you got. And Japan didn't. Japan did not. I mean, they didn't lose everything they had. They came roaring back in the 70s and the 60s. Their economy became a percolator until it started to falter, and I don't know where it's at today, to be honest with you. I don't care. I don't know. You know, when I was stationed in Europe in the 80s, the Bundeswehr was there. We were in Germany, and I trained with the Bundeswehr. In 3 years, I trained with them, you know, as colleagues twice. And I spent, out of the 3 years, 2 of those years were spent in the fields training to fight World War III. So the fact that they weren't showing up to defend Germany, this is nothing new. So maybe Trump may be right. I mean, if the world wants to be protected, okay, fine. We are $19 trillion in debt and growing. And that's just the debt they acknowledge. Let's not talk about the unfinanced obligations out there, the unfunded obligations. So maybe he's correct on that. Maybe some of these nations that have nice, decent economies and everything else, maybe they should be stepping up and defending themselves. Maybe Merkel should be defending her. Well, I don't know how that would work, because she's becoming Syria or the Middle East or whatever it is. Pretty soon, Merkel will be wearing the burqa. But, you know, there were no victims in that. There were only volunteers. We'll be right back. Looking for an edge.
Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Evolution.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.